a giant of Illinois agriculture has died. Former state representative, state agriculture director, and longtime 4-H booster Gordon Ropp was 87 years old. Charlie Schlenker has this remembrance.
Gordon Ropp never knew a stranger. Almost everyone talked with for this story said those words. State Representative Keith Summer of Morton is one.
Everyone, when they think of Gordy Ropp, think of an energetic individual with an ever-present smile and his warm personality and his laughter and his storytelling. I think everyone who ever came across Gordy Ropp will always remember him for that.
Ropp was raised on his parents' dairy farm in Normal Township and milked cows by hand starting at age 6. His father bought a milking machine a few years after that. He never left agriculture, even when he became state representative for 14 years in the 80s and early 90s. Keith Summer says Ropp was one of the few farmers in the General Assembly. Those representatives sat together in the front row in the House and called it Farmer's Row. State Representative Dan Brady of Normal says Ropp's approachable style has inflected his own retail politics approach to government service.
You think about a guy who knew everybody, and if he hadn't met you by the time he was in a room, he would have met you before he leaves and visit with you and make you feel good about yourself. He had that type of personality.
Ropp was known for building bridges instead of burning them, something that could seem quaint today, according to Bill Kemp, the librarian at the McLean County Museum of History.
He would always lead the legislature, the House of Representatives, in the Pledge of Allegiance to begin a session. That was Gordon in many ways. In this age of hyper-partisanship, we really need people like him that could reach across the aisle.
Ropp lost his House seat in 1992 in the Republican primary to Bill Brady, who is now Senate Minority Leader. It was famously close, a 7-vote margin after a laborious 3-month recount fight. His House service was not even Ropp's first act. He was state agriculture director from 1970 to 1974 under then-Governor Richard Ogilvie. And Bill Kemp says Ropp worked to eradicate the disease of hog cholera.
He led the charge as Secretary of Agriculture for the state to really renew its attention and address in kind of this pernicious disease that was, and still does to some extent, impact hogs.
Ropp also spent more than 60 years as the leader of the Silverleaf 4-H Club in McLean County. Mike O'Grady is a fellow 4-H leader and oftentimes McLean County Fair Livestock Superintendent.
What a giver. What he gave back to the community and its youth. His efforts in 4-H, even in his last years, was so enthusiastic with the kids. I mean, they went to him as a leader.
Ropp spent decades as a judge and many other roles in the fair. O'Grady says Ropp epitomized the 4-H tradition.
You never step down. We just reassign jobs. So I think that's a true statement.
Even as Ropp became sick, he remained involved. Don Meyer is a retired McLean County Extension Director and longtime 4-H Fair leader.
You're always there when you called on Gordy to help. He was there to help. And I think even as late as last year at the county fair. So just an amazing bundle of energy.
Longtime friend and former Illinois Farm Bureau official Danny Leifel says Ropp was as dedicated to the public as anybody could be.
Charitable auctioneer at virtually every organization he belonged to, and he always started off with a joke, usually very corny. He never told an off-color joke, but boy, was it cornball.
Leifel says Ropp was nominated for an honor in the Scottish Rite Masonic Order and asked Leifel to do the introduction at the presentation, and then Ropp forgot to come to the meeting. Leifel said Ropp was more about the work than the awards. Representative Dan Brady says Ropp never put on airs or considered himself above anyone else.
They come, as personal as they come, and he was passionate about everything that he did.
Brady says he learned quite a bit from Gordon Ropp, that if you treat people the way you want them to treat you, it will take you a long way in government. Brady says Ropp simply loved people, and all else flows from that. I'm Charlie Schlenker.